I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Welcome to the best place you could possibly be, the show where you will learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the confidence and discipline that you expected to produce a result has yet to produce that result. And on top of that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go get it, go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all these together. We have the mindset and the podcast that you now know as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a round of applause for being here today. And today's topic is just doing your job will get you fired. Yes, you heard me correctly. If all you do in your business, if all you do on your team, if all you do at your job, if all you do at your relationship is do your job, do the thing you signed up for in black and white, you're not going to have that position for too long. You won't be on that team, or at least you won't be getting into games. You won't have that business. You're not going to have many customers. You're going to be bleeding money. You won't have that job. You will be fired. You won't have those relationships anymore because people will find someone else who's going to go a little bit further and give a little bit more. Just doing your job is no longer enough. I don't think it ever was enough, but now that I'm making it clear to you, for you from this point forward, in case you never heard it, it is no longer enough. I'll tell you a story that illustrates this point. There was a gym that I used to go to. I would get to the gym first thing in the morning. There was a group of people who would always be there first thing in the morning. Maybe five, six, seven people. Every single day, first thing in the morning. Same couple group of people. Maybe you see a person not around for a couple days, then they'd be back. Maybe I wouldn't be around for a day or two, then I'd be back. And there were two different people who would be working at this gym when the door opened. There was the girl and a guy. They wouldn't work together. They would basically, one girl would be working one day, the guy would be working a different day. This girl, every time it was time to actually open the place, because we could see into the place, we could see the girl in there, but she wasn't allowed to open the door until whatever time the gym actually opened. So one day, you'd be standing there and the girl's work. She comes up to the door and she would unlock the door. She would push it just enough that people could see that the door was actually unlocked. And then she would turn her back and walk back to the counter so she could scan everybody in to walk in. She would not stay at the door to acknowledge people. She wouldn't wave to anyone. She wouldn't smile. And as you walk past her at the desk, all of you who have been to a gym before, you know, they scan your card or your phone, whatever it is you have, your barcode. they check you in, and then you move on. She would never even look up into your face while she was scanning people in. She would just scan people in kind of like a robot. You would go through, and then you get into the gym, you get to work out. Now, there's another guy who would work there, as I told you. On these days, when the guy was working there, you would see him in there. He wasn't allowed to open the door until the time the gym opened either. Time the gym opens comes around. This is what happens. He comes to the door. He unlocks it. He opens the door. He holds the door open with a big smile on his face, and he at least gives a nod or a hello or a good morning to every single person as they walk in. And it's usually the same people who are coming in day after day. He would always do it, a smile and a hello. Oftentimes I would have my headphones on, so I wouldn't even hear what he said, but I could see that he was looking at me and he was smiling. I would look at him, smile, give him a hello, good morning, thank you for holding the door, something like that. He would always do that. Then once everyone was in who was standing out there, he would hold the door for everyone. Then he would walk over to the counter and scan everybody in and still give them a hello, have a good workout, something like that, as each person went by. Now, what's the difference between these two people? Technically, if we were to just look at this on the surface, if I was to have the girl who, I mean, she knows how she works. If she was to hear the way I just described the two of them, she would say something like, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's my job to unlock the door. Nobody can come until a certain time. I unlock the door. I make sure people can get in. Then I scan people in. That's my job. Technically, I'm doing my job. And technically, she is 100% right. And this other guy, technically, he was doing his job too. People couldn't come until a certain time. He let them in. He opened the door for them. He scanned them in, and he was doing his job. Technically, both of these people are doing their job in black and white, right? Now, if you're running a business right now, and I told you, you had to hire somebody, but you can only choose from a pool of two people. The guy who would open the door and the girl who would open the door, who are you hiring? You don't know anything else. I didn't tell you their race. I didn't tell you how tall they were. I didn't tell you if either of them smelled good. I didn't tell you if someone had bad breath. All I told you was just the way that they handled the first 2 minutes of work for that day. Which person are you hiring? Now, all of you have the same answer. You would probably hire the guy. Why is that? And it's all the same answer to that, too. It's his attitude, right? It's just the attitude. They technically are doing exactly what they're supposed to do. The girl's doing her job. The guy's doing her job. But the girl just doing her job, nobody's going to hire her for just doing her job. Do you understand the point that I'm making here? Now, let me get into the points I want to give you here today. Now that you got that story, for you to really understand it, I'm going to drill down with these points. Point number one, and today's topic again, is just doing your job will get you out of a job. Number one, the bare minimum people, just doing the bare minimum in anything that you have to do in life, that's what the average do. An average output will get you average returns. And average returns, if you're going anywhere that matters in life, average returns will get you kicked out of the room. Average returns will not get your phone calls replied to. Average returns, nobody's reading your email. Average returns, nobody is subscribing to your videos or listening to your podcast or reading your books. If all you're giving people is average returns, doing the bare minimum is where the average are. Understand that the average is not the middle, people. This is a misconception that a lot of human beings have been taught, is that doing the average puts you in the middle. This is wrong. That is incorrect. Doing the average does not put you in the middle. Doing the average puts you at the bottom. The average is not the middle. The average is the bottom. Somebody please tweet me that at Dre All Day. Tweet me at Dre All Day. Quote me. I will retweet you. The average is the bottom. I said it three times. Do you understand that? The average is what people have been taught, is that you got the people who are terrible down at the bottom, the average in the middle, and the really good people are up at the top. No, that's wrong. The average is the floor. Okay. There is no terrible here. Okay. This podcast is called Work on Your Game. So I'm assuming you are at least average at what you're doing, or at least bringing an average attitude to what you do. Understand the average is the lowest level you could possibly be at and still listen to a podcast called Work on Your Game. Doing your job, just doing your job, whatever that job is, that's what you're getting paid for. Whatever form of payment you're receiving, just doing your job is what got you on the team. Okay. If you want to get in the game, you got to do a little bit more than doing your job. All right. Doing your job is what got you the job at the front desk at the gym. You want to go anywhere past the front desk at that gym, you got to do a little bit more than just doing your job. See, just doing your job is stagnation. That's where the average are. They're stagnant. They're at one spot and they pretty much stay there for as long as they're going to be there. If you're on the end of the bench on a basketball team, and all you do every single day in practice or every single time you get in the game is perform like a player who sits at the end of the bench, guess where you're going to be next game? At the end of the bench. Doesn't that just make sense? If you're a person who is, let's say you're working at the front desk at a gym, and your effort is that of a person who works at the front desk of a gym, or it's commensurate with the type of money a person at the front desk at the gym gets, how are you ever going to move up to a higher paying job if that's all the effort you're going to give? Your effort is equal to the position that you have. If you're just performing like a guy sitting at the end of the bench, you're going to stay at the end of the bench, and eventually, you know what? You're going to be replaced. You'll be kicked off of the end of the bench into the bleachers by somebody else who will sit at the end of the bench and work harder than you. See, if your position is sitting at the end of the bench and never getting in the game, when you get in practice or get in the game, you better perform like somebody who should be a little bit higher up on the depth chart. Because if you don't, then the coach is looking at you like, okay, this person's at the end of the bench. They barely play. I'm putting them in there and they're playing like somebody who barely plays and doesn't really want to be here. Let me get rid of this person and replace them with somebody who's going to actually try. Doing your job is what you get paid for. Okay, showing up to practice and doing the drills that the coach says to do, that is what you do to maintain your roster spot. Okay, if you want to do anything more than have a roster spot, you're going to have to give a little bit more than that. This girl who was working at the front desk of that gym, listen, nobody, upon seeing her attitude, would ever hire her to do anything. Now, the guy, I would hire him. Why? Just because of his attitude. I don't know what skills he has. I don't know if he's been to school. I don't know if he can read and write. I never saw him read anything. I never saw him write anything. All I do is see him smiling, opening the door, and saying hello to everybody every single day. I see his positive attitude. That's all I see from him. I don't know anything else about this guy. This girl could have a PhD from the best college in the world. I wouldn't hire her. Why? Attitude. She's just doing her job. Nobody wants a person who's just doing their job. If you ever went to a restaurant, all of us have been to restaurants before. You ever been to a restaurant or into a business and you were served or helped, quote unquote, helped by a person who was just doing their job? You could tell too, right? You don't even have to ask them if they're just doing their job. You can tell just by somebody's energy, by the way they look at you, by the way they help you, or the way that they try to do everything in their power to avoid having to help you, that they're just doing their job. You know what I'm talking about, right? Would you hire that person? Would you be friends with that person? Would you be in a relationship with that person? Would you tell their boss that that person deserves a raise? No, you probably tell their boss that person deserves to get fired. Why? Nobody wants to deal with someone who's just doing their job. If you have been to a restaurant and your waitress was just doing her job, you probably wanted a different waitress. You probably didn't leave a nice tip for that person. Maybe you would walk out of the restaurant and say, listen, I just don't want to be served by this person. Or maybe you left them a nasty review on Google or on Yelp or wherever you leave reviews on Facebook. Why? Attitude. Point number two. Today's topic, again, is just doing your job will get you fired. It could have you out of a job. Attitude is everything. This is point number two. Weak skills. If you don't have much skill, but you have a very good attitude, you will get new chances and opportunities to increase your skills, improve your skills, show your skills. When you have a good attitude, new chances will come and new opportunities will find you. Why? Because of your attitude. If you have weak skills and a bad attitude, you will have no job, you'll have no friends, you'll have no customers, you'll have no relationships, you'll basically be a loser. Did any of you ever come across a person who didn't really have any skills? They didn't really have anything tangible to offer people and they had a bad attitude? Nobody wants to be around that person. Now, if you got great skills and a terrible attitude, you're going to get a few chances, but you're eventually going to burn through your chances because people are like, okay, even the talent's not even worth it. Now, any of you ever knew a really attractive guy or really attractive girl who was just crazy in their mind? Eventually, you said, okay, the craziness outdoes the good looks. I got to get away from this person. It's not even worth the effort. Any of you ever known anybody like that? Maybe you've been that person at some point. Bad skills and good attitude equals opportunity. Bad skills and bad attitude equals nothing, nobody, and nowhere. Point number three. Today's topic again is just doing your job will get you fired. Number three. You've heard the saying that how you do anything is how you do everything. If you weren't sure if it was true, it is. Now, if you have this blah attitude, this just whatever, this average, this stagnant, this I'm just doing my job attitude, and you only do the bare minimum and you bring this average attitude, this average level of effort to anything that you do in your life, what's the rest of your life looking like? Again, if I didn't tell you anything else about these two people, this girl who works at the front desk and this guy who works at the front desk on different days, what do you think the rest of that girl's life is like? If that's the energy she brings to her work, what do you think she does at school? What do you think she does with her friends? What do you think she does when it's time to clean up her house? What do you think she does anywhere else? If she was to get another job or start her own business or do anything that involves any other people, how do you think she's going to do that thing if this is the energy she brings to her work? Again, I asked you at the top of this episode, would you hire the girl? Your answer probably was no. But wait a minute, what if she's a genius? What if she's a genius video editor? What if she's excellent at writing? What if she's a great artist? What if she's a great painter? What if she knows how to fix cars really well? You wouldn't hire her? You don't even know what skills she has, but you wouldn't hire her. Why? Number one, because of her attitude. And the thing about attitude is how you do anything is how you do everything. You can't have a terrible, nasty, foul attitude at one point of your day and then just be this beautiful, gregarious, very happy, positive energy person another part of your day. You can't switch back and forth like that. It's not like a light switch. How you do anything is how you do everything. How you're living in this part of your life is probably how you live in another part of your life. The smallest things, people, this is just a people skills thing. The tiniest things that you notice about people will tell you a whole lot about their character. The tiniest things that seem innocuous, that seem like something that's not even to be paid attention to, something that you wouldn't even tell anybody about because it was so small and inconsequential. Those little things are really the big things. How people do anything is how they do everything. And I'm telling you that to tell you this. It's not about these people that I'm telling you about in this story. It's about you. The energy that you're bringing to any area of your life, the way you carry yourself, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you conduct yourself, the way you deal with other people, this is a reflection of your character. It's a reflection of how you will deal with certain situations in your life. So you need to be careful, number one, of how you're dealing with things, and you need to be looking at it. How is this bleeding over into other areas of my life? How I'm dealing with this right here, at school, at work, with my mom, with my teachers, or with my friends. And also, how other people are observing you, because you're always being observed. If you're on the internet, somebody's observing you. You're observing me by listening to this podcast. If you're out in the street, somebody is observing you. You never know who's watching you. You never know what people will remember, and you never know what people are paying attention to. You are on full display at all times. So you need to pay a lot of attention to your actions, pay a lot of attention to your attitude, and pay attention to your energy. Recapping today's topic, which is just doing your job will get you fired. Point number one. The bare minimum is the average, people. You don't want to do the bare minimum because that's the average. The average is the bottom. There is no below average. If you're below average, you don't even exist. You're dead. Average output will get you average returns. Doing your job is what you get paid for. That's stagnation. If you're sitting on the end of the bench on a team and then you get in the game and look like a guy who sits at the end of the bench, eventually you won't even be on the bench. You'll be in the bleachers. Point number two, attitude is everything. Weak skills plus good attitude, you will get more chances and new opportunities just because of your attitude, regardless of the fact that you have no skill. If you have weak skill and a bad attitude, no one will touch you, no one wants to be around you, you will have zero opportunity, you have negative opportunity. If you have great skills and a bad attitude, you'll get chances, but eventually your attitude will overrule your skills and you'll run out of chances. You ever known anybody who falls into that category? Oh, you do, huh? Point number three. How you do anything is how you do everything. You have a blah attitude or whatever, an average, I'm just doing my job attitude, and you only do the bare minimum. What's the rest of your life looking like? Probably just like that, because how you do one thing is how you do all things. Pay attention to your energy, especially in the things that you're not that excited about, and understand that people are judging you based on that. They're judging the rest of your life that they've never seen and will never know anything about just based on that little piece that they're seeing from you. So make sure your attitude is in the right place before you do anything, because that's exactly how you do everything. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.